Well, hello and welcome to Mike's Our Lab podcast, episode 131, for the 30th of June 2017. Well, hello. Firstly, I just wanted to say I'm considering the future of this podcast. Several members have said how good and useful they find it, which is great. However, the discussions on and off the group over the last week that I've been involved with and in other places that I'm not party to, I'm anticipating the potential for difficulties in representing the post's contents in the group fairly. As the membership of the group has grown, I understand how the management of the space has become more demanding. The new directors are making big changes, and I feel that ad hoc projects, such as this podcast, will be problematic in the future. It is not possible for me to report the news without adding some extra opinion myself, and as posts can be deleted after my reporting, and the posts may not include all the necessary discussions anyway, my reports may be out of date and potentially misleading. For this, maybe the last episode, I will try highlighting the active posts rather than summarising them in detail. Please let me know your thoughts. I thank those that have supported my idea, but everything has a life cycle, I guess. So let's go and see what titles there are as I'm reading through what's been going on. And Andrew requested that people stop using Go Cardless. If anyone's having any difficulty, contact Gavin. Stuart suggests a tool for serial snooping and hacking are connected with the e-bike request. He's suggesting something called Cutecom, C-U-T-E-C-O-M, available by the community on Ubuntu. Look out for more news about the major rewiring project that's going to be undertaken. Lots of compliments for Luke's table project that he posts pictures on. Under the topic finished tables, thanks for the help. Plans for more permanent locations for the sewing machines are being considered. Here is offering some 1.75 3D printing filaments. Some more updates on the bike kitchen meetings thread. Storage considerations for the woodworking tools are underway and have made some impact on the PCB kit. Apparently some broken bits. Alex is dealing with that, whether PCB making is still a thing, is being discussed in the thread as well. And check out the thread management where potential new member asks about the structure. And Andrew has posted a quite comprehensive positioning statement of where the new directors are seeing things and what their expectations are for the space. It seems likely that the vending machine will now go to Beijing Hack, and in the discussion about how to do it, there's links to a couple of videos, first of all of it coming in and then some of the work done on Ryan's YouTube channel. That discussion's under the title, Free Vend Cream Eggs. Faye brings news of the phone she chose, a Xiaomi. And for those who are interested in batteries, Faye was asking about how to find out more information about the batteries and things. Visits a couple of websites from Ryan, Battery University, and also something a site called wheelchairdriver.com. So if you're interested in electric vehicles, charging batteries and other battery use, it may be a useful thread to keep an eye on, primer on battery technology. And probably the meme of the week in Reading in particular, but really throughout the net, was the video taken by a camera outside the Purple Turtle of a bus knocking over a person who then got up and went into the Purple Turtle. It was on many of the news programs. You may have seen the footage it was linked to, and there was a lot of discussion about it. It was quite interesting that it was relevant. The CCTV was from the Purple Turtle. It's posted there under the title Reading People Are Hard. And for those who are looking for some advice about how to ship things in a waterproof container as lightweight as possible, suggestions come about cardboard and using a black PVC type wrap stuff. There's links to the Amazon one that was used when Stan was moved down to Hungerford, which turned out to be successful apparently, as the day was snowy and Stan was stuck out on a trailer, arrived as ugly as before. Says Richard. I reported that I'd seen the meter and the circular saw, posted that up, and that was confirmed by Gavin. That was good news that they weren't missing, just temporarily mislaid, as it were. John from Redark alerts us to a construction evening on the 13th of July, so maybe a date for your diary. Basically a show and tell, you can check the details in the thread. Lots of discussion about the processes regarding the new CCTV system and a potential security improvements. Andrew alerts everyone to a proposed cleanup of access cards for those who haven't paid for more than, well, potentially 3 months, I think. I'm not sure exactly what the details are, but there's a process going to be implemented. We'll follow that up at Access Card Cleanup. And if you want more details about the actual CCTV proposal itself, check out that thread. There's been some discussions about the wiki over the years, and Ben says he's going to look at adding some extra plugins to make it easier to work with, which is good. Tony posts up some pictures of Alex's cosplay gun, which is 3D printed. And another Alex of the G variety says how he smooths out his PLA prints using a filler. So if you've got a similar task, check out that post. Eric asks for recommendations for an Arduino shield to drive stepper motors, similar to those used on 3D printers. And I guess we still have a what does our lab do for me in this case, helping Faye repair a broken wire on her wheelchair. Alex stepped up and has posted some pictures and also about how to potentially stop the same thing happening again. The thread about tidiness indicates the potential for disruption if things are not tackled. Disruption and disappointment too. And the Shapoko's come up many times in different threads, and Gavin started a new thread with a plan for working on the Shapoko. So if you're interested, check that one out. And in the box for the improvement thread, there's quite a few discussions about both the Shapoko and the Piranha laser cutter in relation to the software and hardware elements. So if you're interested in any of those, check out that thread. And lastly, an old thread from 2015 has been resurrected about SketchUp and their 30-day trial. So, very short podcast this week. Took me as long to produce it, reading through, but you'll only have 6-7 minutes of podcast. Please let me know what you think, whether that's worthwhile. So, Mike the Bee, signing off. Oh yes, there's one more thing. On Sunday is the Reading Buses open day, so usually very good. If the weather's great, hopefully it will be, then it'll be great. And you could also pop in and see Alex's mega 3D printer that he's building in their workshop and have a look at their tech lab, which I'm not sure what site it is. I'm interested myself. Bye.